undergo STI tests. STI. What does the I stand for?
Infection instead of diseases.
Learn something new every day.
On 1340 WKGN.
Hey, big boy. I hear the way you read these headlines.
Tell you about the Hunger Games. Maybe we can go to a Golden Corral when we're done. How's that sound, Jenny?
Back on the program. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, check out the podcast. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. FoxSportsKnoxville.com, protected by 245 Tech. 245Tech.com. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
The Yankees injury nightmare continues as Clint Frazier hits the injured reserve list. Giancarlo Stanton having to get a cortisone shot in his shoulder. The Yankees have already lost more than 300 days to injury this season. Still, they remain just 1.5 games out of first early in this baseball season.
They had a big comeback yesterday, too, right? I believe the Yankees came back from 5 runs down, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it was 5-0.
Yes,
I believe it was
against the Angels.
Was it 5-0?
Yes.
The Angels were up after the early in that game, I believe. And then the Yankees rallied and won it in the ninth.
Yep. Unfortunately, after the game, they had to announce that outfielder Clint Frazier, who had a brilliant start to the season, has been interrupted by an ankle injury. They promoted reliever Joe Harvey to the big league roster.
These last four guys in their lineup, Ford, Urshela, Tauchman, Wade, never heard of any of these guys. You would think the Yankees, even with injuries, would have a deeper bench than that. But the Yankees win. They're 14-10. And in case you're wondering about the Angels and Mike Trout, they give him all that money. And, you know, still not really helping that team win. They're 9-16, so you can go ahead and say they're probably going to miss the playoffs again. And that was Talking Baseball. Any more headlines?
A couple. Netflix may be losing The Office.
I'm so sick of this. Every like 5 months, we have to hear about this.
I think The Office is the most overrated thing in the world today.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. I like The Office, but I don't disagree with the idea that it is the most overrated thing in the world. I like it.
I like it too, but I really think it has got to be the most overrated thing. I've always said this about The Office, and it's not the same about, you know, whether or not inferior, dumb 2018 me would have said something bad about Game of Thrones, because I'd never seen Game of Thrones. I saw The Office on TBS, you know, 5-8 years before it ever hit Netflix and got popular. I watched them all the time. It's so crazy to me that once it hit Netflix, it reached this new level. It's just a level of absurdity.
Well, I mean, people could catch up on it. I mean, it's one of those shows, like, unlike Game of Thrones, it's one of those shows that you need to binge watch type of thing. Like, people can blow through 20-minute sitcoms. The thrill of waiting a week for The Office wasn't the same as the thrill of waiting for Game of Thrones. So, yeah, more people could watch it. It's an easy watch. But I agree with you. I like it. Now, Parks and Rec is better. I'll defend that take till the death.
I've never seen Parks and Rec.
I like Parks and Rec much more. I like The Office, but it is the most overrated thing, and I'm tired every 4 months we see a story about Netflix maybe taking The Office away.
I hope they do take it away so we can stop hearing about it.
I was going to say something nicer, I guess. I was going to say I hope they take it away so people branch out and become fans of different shows.
Yeah. Well, apparently NBC Universal is preparing to launch a streaming service in 2020. They've begun internal discussions about removing The Office from Netflix when the contract expires in 2021. So it would still be a ways out.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I understand it. NBC starting their own streaming thing. Is everyone just starting their own streaming thing? I guess everyone wants a piece of the pie.
I guess so.
I guess, I mean, if I'm NBC, I'd be like, hey, Netflix keeps paying us for Friends and The Office. Everyone wants to watch those. We own those. Maybe we should just be getting paid half subscribers, and then maybe they'll watch some of our other shows. I don't know. Just put Grounded on there. Grounded for Life. I'd watch.
Do you think anyone's ever heard of that show?
I haven't gotten anyone tweeting me that they are like, oh, yeah, I really like that show. No one has came to my defense.
I had never heard of that show. I've never even heard the name of that show.
No one has came to my defense, but I really liked it.
When did that air?
Had to be like early 2000s. It had to be like 2000. Yeah, 2001 to 2005. It had a 4-year run. It was fun. Same thing. I mean, your guy Robert Baratheon. I used to love his show too. He had a show too. He had a sitcom that I really liked.
Has Mark Addy?
What was the show he had? His wife in the show is the Atlanta Hawks owner's wife. She goes to the draft lottery. She had a show, and she was really attractive in the show, and I always loved her. And she was married to Robert Baratheon in the show, and I really liked it. But I can't remember the name of it either. I'll get to the bottom of it if you want to give me another headline. Robert Baratheon, actor, sitcom.
It's Mark Addy. What's his name?
Sitcom. Mark Addy.
Tyreek Hill.
I want to say it was Yesteryear, but that doesn't feel right. I feel like Yesteryear was the one with Mark O'Malley, right? That was the one with Mark O'Malley. Yeah, that's not that one. Although I did kind of like that one, too. Both of those wives were sneaky hot, too. Mark Addy, sitcom. Still Standing. Loved that show. Still Standing was a great show. It lasted for 4 years, too. Underrated sitcom. He's Robert Baratheon. You know he's funny.
I do. I am a fan of Mark Addy. Tyreek Hill loves and supports his family above everything, he said in a statement. My son's health and happiness is my number one priority. I want to thank the Chiefs, my attorneys, my agent, and my union for supporting me through this. Him and his fiance were accused of an incident
And Tyreek Hill was facing suspension for beating his kid. And Tyreek Hill already has a strike when it comes to domestic violence.
Right.
And I believe the police said, yes, a crime definitely happened, but no, we can't decide if it's Tyreek Hill or his fiance, so we're not charging anybody, which seems really weird. Feels like it's one of those instances you should just charge both of them.
They investigated an alleged battery in which a juvenile was the victim, his son.
And they said a crime took place, they just can't determine who did it. I think at that point you say, well, both of you are getting in trouble unless one of you wants to tell on the other.
Tyreek Hill has maintained that he's innocent of any crime and he's trying to become a better person.
Jay and Dustin both tweeted in saying they love Grounded for Life.
They've never seen that.
Dustin said the mom had a big personality.
That's not what he said.
A big personality. Two of them. The mom was attractive. I thought that was Brie Larson's mom. As I'm watching 21 Jump Street, I kept saying, this woman looks just like her. A young version, obviously.
I think Brie Larson is close to a 10. When it comes to Hollywood, she's in my top 5.
Brie Larson is very attractive. I loved her after 21 Jump Street, yeah. I love Brie Larson.
And she's 29, by the way, so it's okay to say she's attractive. Is that an appropriate age?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
No, I'm with you. I'm a big Brie Larson.
29's not too young, right?
I love Brie Larson.
Will Wade forfeiting his incentive bonuses.
I feel like that's the least you could do, Will Wade.
Only $250,000.
I feel like we'll let you keep the job. We are not giving you this $250,000. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Keep your money.
He'll still get paid $2.5 million annually.
Yeah, you make that trade.
But he will forfeit $250,000 in incentive bonuses. New athletic director Scott Woodward will receive a 6-year, $8 million pay package in his contract. So LSU coming out with some money news, I guess. 6 years, $8 million, that's pretty standard for an AD. You think ADs are underpaid or overpaid?
I mean, they seem pretty important in terms of raising money and hiring coaches.
And yet they don't make as much as the coaches.
It's kind of like the GM. I mean, I think the most important person that works for like a professional franchise is the GM. they don't make anywhere near the coaches. I think the guy putting the team together is more important than the guy coaching the team, although, you know, I mean, I don't know.
It does seem like a great manager can last longer, can have better long-term success than a coach.
I mean, if you're going to ask me as a sports fan, would you rather have a great front office, a great GM, or a great coach? I think I'd just say give me the front office.
You think so?
I mean, granted, some of the greatest coaches just say, we'll do the front office ourselves, and it works for, like, Belichick, although it doesn't work for very many. I guess Greg Popovich kind of does it too, to an extent. But for the most part, give me a great front office that knows what the hell they're doing.
Microsoft is now worth $1 trillion.
Oh, that's cool. Is that it? We good?
Yeah, that's good.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. All right, we got this or that coming up at 12:30. Ben, I have replaced you as judge for today.
About damn time.
Cody, we'll see how the gods will judge us today.
We
know how the old gods judged us. We'll see how the new, how we fare with them, as my guy TC from Volunteer Vodka is going to come in and be the host.
Why was I replaced?
I mean, he's just bringing in vodka.
Okay, so like it wasn't like a talent thing. Like it's not like Cam's taking him over.
No. Cam's not.
I'd much rather Cam take over.
I don't appreciate that.
Cam's not taking over. TC's going to come and he's going to judge, and we'll see. I mean, because I feel like I'm going to win regardless because I'm superior to arguing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or superior in arguing.
We'll see what happens.
To Cody when it comes to arguing.
We'll see what happens with a fairly judged game. I mean, you might very well win. You might not.
That's a good argument by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a chance you won't.
I might win, but you might win.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen. We'll just see.
I'm just happy to know it'll be a fairly judged contest.
As a sports fan, if I tell you that making a trade on NFL draft night ranks in my top five most exciting moments, you say what? Because I feel like when your franchise trades up or down on draft night, that's always one of the most exciting things in sports for the year.
It's exciting, but does that count as a sports moment?
Yeah, for sure. The draft's a sports moment. Hell, they've been covering it for four straight months.
There is no sport happening, though.
But it's the business around sports.
I would not have that anywhere near my top five.
I love when I get the alert that the Tennessee Titans have made a trade.
I mean, think about Hawks, buzzer beater to win a game.
That's cool.
Titans, touchdown on the last play of the game.
I mean, I was just lumping it in. Maybe I was just lumping into game-winning plays as one instead of versus all my teams winning a game.
Well, what are the best feelings?
I feel like making a trade just in general is really fun.
Game-winning plays.
Yeah, game-winning plays are number one.
I mean, the build-up to the game is always fun. I mean, it's not one moment in itself. I mean, trades and things like that are very dramatic. I just don't know if you can count it as a sports moment.
I love the idea of they have just made a trade. You're like, where are they going?
Yeah, what's happening? What's going to happen?
Who's
here,
getting huh? who?
Right.
Getting after picks? Now go ahead and bring TC in. Go ahead and bring him in.
I do wonder how that works.
We're not playing the game yet, TC, but you could join us for a segment.
Rocking the Dolphins jersey today.
How are you, my friend? Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the vodka.
Doing good, man. Yeah, I just rolled in here from Bristol. So.
Headed down from Bristol. Now you're headed over to Nashville going for a bachelor party / birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Wearing your Dolphins jersey.
Yeah, I got my Rich Incognito on here, so throwback.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
We were having that debate about that you sent me about, you know, you said you'd be completely fine going 0-32 if it meant Trevor Lawrence. You stand by that, correct?
100%. I'm sick of mediocrity, so I think that's the only way out.
You go in and you just go all in for a quarterback because, yeah, otherwise, like, I feel – we're talking about best feelings for sports fans. I feel like – having Ryan Fitzpatrick as your starting quarterback has to rank as one of the lower moments of sports fandom.
Definitely. But it's, you know, it's the norm of the Dolphins. So last time they had a quarterback, I think I was 9 when Marino retired. So It's been a while.
I mean, I guess that has been a thing, right? I mean, like, the Dolphins haven't had anyone since him, right? I mean, you had Chad Pennington for a little bit. He was fine. Maybe, is it fair to say your best quarterback since Dan Marino was actually Ronnie Brown?
Probably. Yeah, the Wildcat year was, that was great.
It feels like that's the answer. The best quarterback since Dan Marino is Ronnie Brown.
I totally agree.
Is being a Dolphins fan, now maybe you could throw some others in there, you know, Cleveland, obviously, but is that that's got to be one of the more miserable feelings as a fan, knowing that, because you got to deal with the Patriots every year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even if you do have a really good year, you got New England in your division.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of Cleveland, yeah, it's
got to be tough.
Yeah.
At least Cleveland kind of rallies around sucking. Like, the Dolphins are just kind of there. I'm not here to pile on Dolphins.
No, it was fun. But, yeah, 7-9 or 9-7 every year is – I would rather be 0-16 than 7-9 for eternity.
0-32 and get the next Dan Marino. Get Trevor Lawrence. It's fun. I didn't bring you in here to bash the Dolphins. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ambush you. Are you looking forward to the draft festivities? We got a couple people from the station heading over there. Are you actually looking forward to being there for the NFL draft?
Definitely. It's a bucket list thing for me. So, Okay. Yeah. Bachelor party kind of worked out. I love the draft.
It's a weird bucket list thing.
I love it.
I've always wanted to go to the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's a top 10 thing for me, so I'm pretty stoked.
It does seem like a cool thing to go to. As a sports fan, that's on the sports bucket list.
Is it? So I'm wrong, like Cam saying yes, Ben saying yes, TC obviously said it.
How long is the sports bucket list?
I mean, I don't know, but I think if I'm laying on my deathbed, I'm not going to say, damn it, I really wish that I went to the NFL draft. I really wish that I got to see that in person.
I think if I put together a sports bucket list of the top 25 items, draft is definitely on there.
Yeah, I'm thumbs down. So 25?
Yeah, NFL draft is one of the top 25 sports bucket
lists. Cam, can you Google, Ben, maybe you can Google, what's the average length of a bucket list? Because I'm thinking you get like 10 things you do.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in my top 10.
So you're going top 10.
Yeah.
Top 25 feels too big. Top 10 feels more like a thing of, I got to do this before I die.
Well, I wouldn't go top 10.
Okay. I had a friend who, like, he loved the draft, and he would study it year-round, and it was always weird. I never will forget, we went out on a Friday night. We actually went up to Bristol, and we were in Bristol, or I guess Johnson City, close enough. And we were out drinking Friday night, and he woke us up at 5 a.m. He's like, hey.
It looks like 10's the average.
10's the average for a bucket list. Yeah. He woke us up at like 5:30 a.m. He's like, hey. We need to head back home. The draft starts at noon. I got to be back for my dad. We always watch the draft. And I never will forget. I was just so angry. I was like, really? Really? Like, yeah. No, we watch it every year. It's our favorite thing in sports.
And that was on a what day?
That was when it was still a Saturday-Sunday combination.
Okay.
So we drove all the way up and then had to turn around and drive all the way back so that he could be home in time for the draft.
It's tradition, man.
I guess it is tradition. Like, the Masters, I feel like that's a bucket list thing for a lot of people, right? Like, going to the Masters.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be real close to my top 10.
I know you've invited us to Bristol in August, which we're pumped for.
That's a hell of a time.
I don't really care about stock car racing, Indy car racing, but I'm going to the Indianapolis 500 coming up at the end of the month, or at the end of May.
What?
My friend Terrell lives in Indianapolis. I'm going to go up to the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, well, this is news.
And I don't really care about racing, but I would rank that ahead of the NFL draft.
That's cool. I've never been to an IndyCar race. I think that would be cool.
Like $30 to get in.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going.
You got to drink milk when the race is over.
Just going to go there and pour some volunteer vodka into milk and just drink that the entire day.
Yeah, just have a White Russian.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I guess.
What's the other ingredient in that?
Kahlua.
That's what I was thinking. White Russian's pretty good.
We'll do some Kahlua too or something. I don't know. All right. Are you ready to host this or that? Ben, give us the topics that we can prepare for, and we'll explain to you during the break of how it goes down, TC.
Hot dog or hamburger?
Hot dog or you can take the mic back. Take the mic back.
I don't want to offend your friend. There we go.
No offense taken.
All right, so hot dog or hamburger?
Cheeseburger.
Hot dog or burger?
Okay.
Opening night of a movie versus waiting a week. And then from yesterday, the blue versus red Doritos.
Okay. All right, that'll be our this or that topics coming up. We'll let TC judge it. We'll play next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. 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 This.
All right, it's time for the best debate segment in Knoxville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's time for This or That. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's kick things off with. Bell.
Boxing bell.
We used to have a bell.
Ding, ding, ding. You lost it very quickly.
I don't know where it went.
You lost it like a week after making it a thing.
It was a very small bell. Need a big one.
First up, hot dog or hamburger?
I'm going with the burger, and we did talk about this includes cheeseburger. It doesn't have to be just hamburger. We're not just talking beef and bun here. But first of all, I promote the beef industry. Always really love the cattle industry. As opposed to, I'm not sure what my opponent's going to argue for, but I don't know if you guys know this, but in a hot dog, you've got like, I don't know if that's pork, if that's chicken, if that's beef, it could be vulture. I don't know what all goes into a hot dog. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's bad for your health. I love the beef industry. Promote cattle. You always should. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Cheeseburger is more versatile, too. Bacon, pimento cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles. You got all these different things you can put on a burger now. They've made them into these gourmet burgers. Think about the different burgers. You got your fast food burgers. Those are good. You got your greasy diner burgers. Those are good. Or if you're looking for something a little healthier, you go to one of these restaurants and they give you like this fancy brioche bun and they got their grass-fed cattle. So many different burgers. Everybody I know eats at least like four burgers a week. It's just a common thing. It's the most American food there is.
I'd like the record to show that he knows me and I do not eat four burgers a week.
It's the most American food there is. Support the troops. Burgers.
Troops like hot dogs. 4th of July cookouts, you have hot dogs.
That seems reckless.
You have hot dogs on the 4th of July, first of all. Let the record show that. Second of all, you talk about all the different types of burgers you can have, and that's true. I'm not here to argue that. I would like to point out that hot dogs, you can also put a lot of condiments on there. You can also put cheese, because it sounds like you need cheese on your burger. You can put cheese on a hot dog.
Nobody does that.
I've put cheese on my hot dog before.
Nobody does that.
Slaw, chili, great. You don't really need to put chili on a burger. That makes it gross. My key point here.
Chili on a burger is great.
And it sounds disgusting. My key point here is that the burger is too susceptible, it's too reliant, it's too dependable on who cooks it. Too many different types of burgers. Say you order a medium burger and it comes out well done. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be sad. With a hot dog, you just put it on the grill, you get it off, it's good. With a burger, overcooking it kills it. Undercooking it makes you sick. I want hot dogs. American hot dogs. I think the troops prefer hot dogs to hamburgers, if you ask me.
Ingredients in a hot dog. Mechanically separated chicken. Yeah,
it's going to make it tough.
Mechanically separated turkey. Mm-hmm. Mechanically separated pork.
Yeah.
Some beef.
Some.
Celery salt. It's a disgusting thing to
all
eat.
All I'll say is you are not
autolyzed yeast extract.
You are not going to take the health high road here. I'm not allowing you to do that, Mr. Jeweling. Do we need to go through what's in jewels? You're not going to come on here and look at ingredients.
I don't even have my jewel.
You're not going to come on here and talk about the dangers and what happens in hot dogs. If anything, that should make you like it more.
All I'm saying is you sound a little hypocritical arguing for hot dogs and chicken and turkey and pork and whatever's in there when everybody who listens to this show knows 100% damn well you grew up on a beef cattle farm. And you've said on this show 1,000 times that you support the beef industry and the cattle industry, and that ain't where hot dogs are coming from.
You really boxed me into a corner here.
Yeah, I got to give it to Cody.
Thank you, sir.
He had it.
Thank you, TC.
Now, I'm a hot dog person. You know, I went to Marshall. West Virginia is a big hot dog state, but yeah.
It's really hard when you break out the ingredients of a hot dog.
Well, you could do an all beef hot dog.
You could.
They exist.
They do, or they say they do. I don't know. It's still mechanically separated, though, whatever that means.
Just been topic two. Got a rebound.
Next up, opening night of a movie versus waiting a week.
I'm a big fan of waiting a week. I like scary movies. There's nothing worse than going to a scary movie on opening week. Our friend here, Cam, is going to opening night of Avengers. He is going to see a lot of weirdos dressed up. He is going to have a lot of people clapping and cheering throughout the movie. It's going to be loud. You're not going to be able to hear key parts. Opening night is a spectacle. It's not about the movie that's on the screen. I'm not going to a movie to deal with the audience. If it's a concert, that's fine. Hoot and holler, do whatever you want. It's a movie. I'm there to listen to the actors, to see the points, and not hear anyone clap. Opening night brings out the Yahoos, the weirdos, the dresser-uppers. No offense, Cam. Although he says he's not dressing up tonight. No thanks. I'll wait a week. I can avoid spoilers. Don't need the opening week.
So you don't like people who dress up in items that support things they like?
That's not what I said.
So you don't like people who dress up in things?
That's what I said.
That's kind of what you said. You just made fun of the people dressing up.
No, I didn't. I just said opening night brings out a spectacle. It's about look at me instead of look at the screen. I'm about the actors and the movies. I don't need to see the crowd trying to become a part of the movie. No thanks.
Well, there's a reason why all those people are out. It's because they're the biggest fans of the movie.
It's because they want to be seen.
It's not because they want to be seen. It's because
the people who dress up want to make it about them.
Well, the only time
people who cheer and clap are trying to make it about them.
The only time you have big opening nights is for big spectacle movies.
That's not true. Every movie has an opening night.
Yeah, but most of them,
every single movie has an opening.
Most of them, nobody's there unless it's a big time movie. The reason so many people are going to be there and it's going to be such a big spectacle is because people have been waiting on this Endgame forever.
That's fun.
If you see it on opening night, big point here, no chance of spoilers. If you wait a week, people are going to be telling you what happened. You're going to have to mute like every single word on Twitter. You're going to have to just not be on your phone or on the internet. You got to separate yourself from society for a week if you don't want it to be spoiled.
Well, I mean, besides opening
especially
night.
Especially a movie of this level.
Besides opening night, I would like to point out there is a Friday all-day Saturday, all-day Sunday type of viewing. There are Mondays and
gerrymandering,
Tuesdays.
Gerrymandering. No. Ben, the argument is wait a week or opening night.
Touche. You did say wait a week, and I will take that as a loss. This is a really tough round for me. I think TC's making me nervous. Good point. You have to wait a week, and it's okay to disconnect. It is okay to disconnect. I would just ask for the people who have waited, 18 months? How long has it been since Infinity War? 18 months? A year?
Imagine the thing you've waited so long for and not being able to see it tonight as it comes out. And
I would
waiting
say,
another week.
I would say you've waited 52 weeks. What's one more when you look at it? For the most optimal viewing experience.
Who's the biggest Marvel movie fan you know?
He goes to a different school. You don't know
in
him.
In this room. Who's the biggest Marvel... Everybody knows it.
TC is Cam. The biggest.
You know it's Cam.
Me.
You know
it's
very
me.
Well it's Cam.
I love
and Cam's
it.
Watching it tonight.
He's also going next week.
But, well, he's going to watch it multiple times. But yeah. Cam's not about to miss out on the debut, the premiere.
That's fine, but I'm not a Marvel movie nerd. And you know what I said? You couldn't pay me to go to opening weekend because I don't want to deal with all the Yahoos in there. It's
why,
not about
why are
the,
they Yahoos?
Because they have waited a year for a movie. They bought tickets 3 weeks before.
They're Yahoos
they're
just
dressing
they dress up.
Up.
So you're a Yahoo if you dress up. Do you view it the same way in sports?
I mean, there's a
TC's a Dolphins fan. He's wearing a Dolphins jersey. Are you going to call him a Yahoo?
If he had a – do you have gloves?
He's dressed up for the draft.
Do you have gloves and a helmet you're also going to take?
I do not.
Then you are not the same type of Yahoo of the people who are going to come in full –
you gerrymandered your way through
costume,
this whole argument.
Outfits. A jersey is not the same as putting on your Thanos outfit and showing up. It's not the same as clapping during the movie and being too loud.
It's kind of the same.
It's not all just about Marvel either. It's not all about this. It's about the opening night of just being crowded in the movie theater, less chances for good seats, more talking, more hooting and hollering. No thanks. It's too loud.
Well, you're going to already know what happens when you wait a week and go see it.
I can avoid spoilers.
You're
going to
know everything that happens.
I can avoid spoilers.
You can avoid Twitter.
I prefer to wait a week to go see the movie.
Well, you're already going to know what happens.
That's not.
It's going to be spoiled for you.
I go see a movie. Every movie I've ever went to see, 95% of the movies I've gone to see, I've gone in the second week, and I don't know the ending to it. These spoilers are unavoidable.
Last point I'm going to make, Ben, I think you know this, and I know you're not judging today, but I think you know that gerrymandering is supposed to be an automatic disqualification.
That is not true at all.
That is how it works.
That is
the argument was opening night versus wait a week,
that's
and
a
you
lie.
Immediately gerrymandered.
I didn't immediately. We were into the argument, and then I immediately acknowledged it. I apologized.
You lost in that moment.
Well, I guess that's up to the guys to decide.
So my ruling on this is the last opening night movie I went to was Star Wars Episode 3. So
gotta be a lot of weirdos there.
Yeah.
Gotta be a lot of weirdos there.
I'm picking John just because he's right.
Let's go.
You're just right. For every point you put out, yeah.
Who argued better?
You argued
Cody
better.
Cody argued better. John's just right.
Okay, so now we judge the game on who's right, huh? I guess we change the rules every week, yeah.
I will acknowledge.
This is a different judge.
Ben usually makes the mistake, or not the mistake. Ben usually makes the decision of what he agrees with. It feels right to finally have one go my way. Felt like I was on the ropes there. Second Life.
The rules every week.
Second Life. Let's close it strong.
Blue or red Doritos, otherwise known as Cool Ranch or Nacho.
Got to go with the Cool Ranch. The nacho cheese is the easy answer here, but everybody gets the nacho cheese. The Cool Ranch provide a little something different. You still get the Dorito in the fact that you're getting the corn tortilla chip, which everybody loves, the texture, the crunch of a good Dorito. But, well, here's one thing. You don't get all that dust on your fingers with the Cool Ranch. You don't get all that nacho cheese dust. You got to use a napkin every 5 seconds. And another thing, a lot of people prefer the taste of ranch chips, except they don't like potato chips because they're not as good for you. So you get the taste you prefer with the ranch and the Cool Ranch, except you get it in corn tortilla chip form.
I would like to point out that the Cool Ranch does leave residue on your hands.
Not,
it does.
It's not orange.
No, but it's still residue on your hands. It's you say it doesn't get you messy. It does. It does. As, it not, does get you messy.
Not as much.
It does.
Not as much.
And here's what I'll say about the biggest point, TC. The biggest point in favor of the red Doritos, consistency. Consistency. You open that bag of chips, you know what you're going to get. With the Cool Ranch Doritos,
it's not true.
Sometimes that seasoning really gets off of the chips and gets stuck on the last like 5 or 6, and the seasoning just overtakes you. With the Doritos, even nacho cheese the entire way.
No, Cool Ranch. No, that's not true.
Cool Ranch, some of the Doritos are going to be more seasoned than others, and the seasoning really kicks you in the face. Even if the nacho cheese does have a little bit more on other chips, the nacho cheese is pretty tame in terms of the taste buds. If you get too much Cool Ranch on you, burns you up.
No, it doesn't. I can use that same argument in the other direction. There's nothing worse than reaching into a bag of nacho cheese Doritos and you get a good, really good cheesy one, a good nacho cheesy one with the seasoning. You reach in again and you get one that like has nothing on it. Everybody has experienced that. It's traumatic. It's horrifying when you reach in and get a Dorito thinking you're getting nacho cheese and it has no nacho cheese on it. That happens all the time.
No, the nacho cheese is much more consistent. You can eat nacho cheese every day. Eat nacho cheese.
Eat Cool Ranch every day.
And at a certain point, you're like, I've had enough of these chips.
Some people.
What are you more likely, TC? Let's just put a big bag of Doritos in front of you. A big bag. You got red, you got blue. Which ones can you eat more without getting sick of first? The nacho cheese ones. The Doritos ones you can eat a whole bag of.
Eating until you get sick is poor for your health.
The Cool Ranch ones, by the 15th chip, you're like, okay, I don't want a Cool Ranch Dorito ever again. Ever again. At a certain point, that taste just gets old to you. Not with the nacho cheese ones. No, sir.
So you're advocating for eating an entire bag of chips. With Cool Ranch, okay, maybe it gets old after a while, but after you have the recommended serving size, that's all you need with your sandwich. Please. You're just going to sit there and binge? Just going to sit there and binge eat a whole bag of Doritos just because you like the nacho cheese flavor?
Do you think it's healthy to eat 4 hamburgers a week?
I didn't mean that I always eat a bun with everyone. Hamburgers are a popular food.
You think it's healthy to eat 4 hamburgers a week? I'm asking you a question.
Healthier than it is to eat a whole bag of Doritos.
No, that's not the topic.
At least you're getting protein.
That's not the topic of discussion here.
You're getting protein with
the hamburger. Answer the question. Stop gerrymandering and answer the question. Is it healthy to eat 4 hamburgers a week?
You got to eat something every day.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You're a liar.
Yes. It depends on the burger. If you're grilling them fresh every day, nothing wrong with it. And you don't always have to have a bun. Sometimes you do the low carb, the lettuce wrap. You ever done that? Neither have I. But.
I have.
But. It's still not that. 4 burgers a week is not that much.
I'm just asking if you think it's healthy.
It's not that much. That's not what the argument's about.
You said it was unhealthy to advocate for overeating.
No, I've already won the burger point, okay? I've already won that.
I know. So, I mean, you were advocating for eating 4 burgers?
You were advocating for being able to eat a whole bag of nacho cheese Doritos. I don't know about TC, but when I sit down to eat lunch, I'm not going to make myself sick eating a whole bag of Doritos. I'd like to have a good portion of Cool Ranch with my sandwich, and I'm done.
That's not the point. When I think of good food, I think of, I could just eat so much of that and still love it.
Nacho cheese comes in a red bag, Alabama Crimson Tide. That's what it makes me think of, personally. TC, you're a Virginia fan, right? Does a red bag of Doritos that's got red and black on it kind of makes you think of Florida State, doesn't it, in a way?
That's right.
Yeah. So, mean, that
a red Doritos bag makes you think of Florida State?
That's a problem. I'm just thinking red is a worse color than blue. I just want to throw that in as a part of my argument.
That seems like gerrymandering at its finest.
That's not gerrymandering. It's the color bag they come in.
And now I hope the bloods come and kill you.
That seems extreme. That seems extreme. I don't know how I could side with a guy like that. Wow.
TC, you're ruling?
Yeah, I can't advocate violence, but John's won like 95% of the argument. But he got me with the blue and the red, just the Virginia Florida State thing, like, you know.
I gotta go with that.
Yeah!
The biggest thing Cody could have added is the Cool Ranch chips are better on a sandwich than the classic.
Are they?
That is not true.
I never had the Cool Ranch.
You put the red Doritos on a nice bologna and cheese sandwich, and you are in heaven.
But you crunch up the Cool Ranch and add them in your burger as you're pattying it out, and then
I haven't had Cool Ranch Doritos in probably 10 years. They are far inferior.
Now he's mocking your ruling.
I appreciate your ruling, though.
He is mocking your ruling. No one prefers the Cool Ranch to nacho cheese.
I think we can just go ahead and say I got the sweep today, honestly.
You know, the gods be good. You probably did win the second argument, so I can't be too mad today. TC from Volunteer Vodka, appreciate the vodka. Appreciate you stopping by. Drive safe to Nashville, my friend. Good luck in the draft. May the gods be good.
All right, thank you, guys.
Ben, last call on the other side. We'll hit Cam's two Marvel movie reviews. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Appreciate TC stopping by and dropping off a couple bottles for us. Support them. Stop by your local package store and pick you up a bottle. If they don't have it, tell them, I want Volunteer Vodka. Order it.
And I want it now.
All right, Cam, hit us with what movie we're looking at right now.
Avengers Infinity War. It's the big one. It's the one right before Endgame. Like, Endgame's the follow-up, so this one's big.
I haven't watched this one.
It's big. It's big time.
All right.
So
hit it with us.
So boom, it opens up like literally right after Thor Ragnarok went through, and you saw Thanos' ship show up. So it opens up, and the children of Thanos, which are kind of like his crew he rolls around with, are walking around the Asgardian ship, and everybody's like dead. And so you see Thor's been, you know, he's got wrecked. Loki's standing there, and he's like, Loki, give me the Tesseract. Thanos, this big purple dude, bad guy, has a metal glove that he's putting the Infinity Stones on. So he's like, Loki, I know you have the Tesseract, which is a space stone. Thor's like, no, that blew up when Asgard blew up. And Loki's like, yeah, well, actually, I kind of stole it. And then Hulk was still there, so Hulk shows up. Thanos basically, like, just two pieces the Hulk real quick. And, like, you're like, okay, this guy's for real. The Hulk's down. Like, what are we going to do? Loki ends up giving him the stone to save Thor. He ends up killing Loki by just choking him. He destroys the ship. Thor's blown up in space.
Is it safe to say the Hulk's kind of a punk? He makes the Hulk look
He
punk.
Got punked. He like, got punked big time.
Is there any coming back for the Hulk?
We'll kind of touch on it a little bit in this movie.
Okay.
So, as before the ship blows up, Heimdall, which is like has all this dark magic, his last like thing of strength before he died was he sends the Hulk to Earth. He teleports him to Earth. So Hulk's like out of there. Thanos kills Heimdall, kills Loki, blows up the ship. Thor blows up with the ship. So you're like, oh man, Thor may be gone too. So then Hulk crashes through Doctor Strange's sanctum. Is like, oh crap, Thanos is coming. And so they're like, oh crap, let's go grab Tony Stark. Grab Tony Stark, who's in the park talking to Pepper about how they want to have a kid or something. And he's like, oh yeah, we need your help. They haven't seen Bruce since Avengers Age of Ultron. So he's like, oh, Bruce Banner, like, where have you been? And they're like, yeah, Thanos is coming. So Doctor Strange runs Tony through the Infinity Stones and like, what's going down? And they're like, all right, you have the time stone. We need to protect that. We need to find Vision. And he's like, well, Cap could find Vision. And Hulk is like, oh, let's just call Cap. And Tony's like, oh, we haven't talked since Civil War. I don't know if I want to call him. Boom, aliens show up. It's two of Thanos' guys. And they're like trying to get the time stone in New York. So big fight scene. The Hulk doesn't want to come out is the problem here. So he got punked so bad, Bruce Banner can't even transform anymore at the moment.
Oh, God.
So he's useless. So they're like, okay, Bruce, what are you doing? You just have a bunch of PhDs. You're not useless in this. You're useless in this fight. Tony's got a sweet new suit. He's fighting the big guys. Doctor Strange and his friend Wong are fighting. Big fight scene. It's in New York, so Peter Parker shows up. Spider-Man's there. They're fighting. One of Thanos' bad guys is getting Doctor Strange. Is taking him up to the ship. Spider-Man, like, tags along, trying to, you know, save Doctor Strange. He gets up there, he gets a new Iron Spider suit as Tony's flying up so he can, like, you know, not really, like, pass out from lack of oxygen being that high in the air trying to chase the spaceship. Tony tells him to go home. Tony gets onto the ship. Doctor Strange is there. He's like, crap, how am I going to save him? Oh, Peter's like, oh, I actually stowed away. I'm here. He's like, okay, let's do this thing. We're going to do, like, in the movie Alien where we bust a hole in the ship and the guy flies out. They save Doctor Strange. Meanwhile, Vision and Wanda are in Scotland, and they're, like, dating now, which is really weird because she's dating, like, a robot. So it's really creepy, kind of weird relationship thing. I don't know. It's just going. But so he has the Mind Stone in his head, and two of the bad guys show up.
It's weird to me when superheroes date.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
I mean, don't you have more important things
like,
to worry about?
And he's like an android. It's so weird. Like, I don't know. But, you know, it worked, I guess. I don't know.
You think you'd have more important things to worry about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
pretty
saving
much.
The world.
Yeah,
constantly.
See, like, they're just chilling, like, living the domestic life right now. It's weird.
Seems
but
weird.
So, two of the Thanos bad guys show up. They stab Vision. It ruins, like, his stuff, so he can't phase. He's not as useful as usual. And they're trying to get the Mind Stone. Big fight between them, Wanda, Vision. Cap shows up with Black Widow, Falcon. They stop the guys. They get away. They're like, crap, what do we do? They go back to the old Avengers facility with War Machines there. Bruce called them. So they're all like, oh, crap, what do we do? And, like, meanwhile, like, Tony even says, meanwhile, Guardians of the Galaxy flying through space. They run into Thor in space. You're like, oh, crap, Thor's here. Oh, man.
You got to pick up pace if you want to finish these.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so, yeah, so they run into Thor. They're like, oh, crap, who's the guy? Thor's like, we need to go get a hammer. We need to go get some stuff to go in.
Stuff?
Yeah, stuff to go to defeat Thanos. So they go to this place called Never Delir. Yeah, so they went and they make a new hammer. Thor makes a new hammer. Groot cuts off his arm to make the handle.
I am Groot.
Rocket gives him a new eye. So there's the eye. Thor gets a new eye. Boom, so he's back. Thor's got a hammer now. Cap and Vim go to Wakanda to prepare for a big battle. Tony and Vim meet the Guardians of the Galaxy in space. They big fight. Thanos finds Gamora, captures Gamora early in the movie when she's Guardians of the Galaxy go to try and stop him. Throws Gamora off a cliff to get the Soul Stone, so she's dead. You're like, oh, crap, what's going on? So, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy running Tony Stark, Peter Parker, Doctor Strange. They don't know who they are, so they kind of fight at first. They're like, okay, we got plans. So, big, awesome fight scene. Super cool on Thanos' home planet. End up giving Thanos the Time Stone to spare Tony Stark's life. After Doctor Strange used the Time Stone to look at all the possible futures, and he finds out there's only one option where they win. So they end up giving him the stone. That he goes to Wakanda. Wakanda, they're already doing this big fight scene where all these, like, they had, like, a whole army, like, fighting Wakandans and all that kind of stuff. They're trying to get the Vision Stone, all that stuff. Thor shows up with his new hammer. He's superpowered again, blowing stuff up. He's doing his thing. Thanos shows up. He throws aside all the superheroes. Wanda destroys Vision to destroy the stone. Thanos is like, oh, rewind time. And he uses the Time Stone, brings it back. And he's like,
remix.
So he gets the stone from Vision. He has all the stones. Thor shows up a little late, stabs him with a hammer. He's like, oh, he's dying. He's like, oh, you should have went for the head. Snap. He snaps his finger. Like, oh, what's going on? Everybody, like half the universe turns to dust because he snapped his fingers. So it was to, like, save the universe to have more resources. So, back to the Ant-Man post-credit scene. He's in the quantum realm. People that were supposed to bring him out, they go to dust. So, he's trapped in the quantum realm, as far as we know, going into Endgame. Okay. So, you're like, oh, crap. So, boom, Captain Marvel.
I don't really understand what that means.
That's a big one. It leads right into Endgame. But, so Captain Marvel is, she's on a Kree planet. She doesn't remember her memories. She has powers. You're like, oh, crap. They're fighting. The Kree and the Skrulls are having a big war. And you're like, oh, okay. She gets captured by the Skrulls, who are shape-shifting aliens. She gets away. She crashes on Earth. This is, like, in 1995 or so. And So she's like, oh, crap, like, what am
really
I doing? She meets Nick
here.
Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D., and she's like, oh, crap, like, I don't know who
faster
I am, but we need to defeat the Skrulls. So
you
they're like,
go
boom,
faster.
Boom, boom. And, like, they're fighting the Skrulls and stuff on
no,
Earth. And
that's not
going
to work faster. No laughing faster. Come on.
She's like, oh, crap, like, what are we going to do here? So she's with Nick Fury. They go around. They need to go, like, go find out her old memories. The Skrulls give her, like, her old memories. She realizes who she is. She realizes the Kree have been brainwashing her entire time. She used to live on Earth. She caught powers from the Tesseract on the experimental engine, and she, so she's really OP now, but they've been, like, holding her back this entire time. She makes truce with the Skrulls. She's like, all right, the Kree are actually the bad guys here. I'm going to help the Skrulls out. Boom, she realizes her true powers. Nick Fury loses an eye because a cat scratches it. It's actually an alien. Holy cat. Oh, man, they get the they find the Tesseract again. They help the Skrulls get away, and he flies away. At the end of the movie, she releases her true power.
You have a minute left.
She leads the Skrulls to a new planet, and she flies away. In the extra credit scene, she shows back up because at the end of Infinity War, Nick Fury hit a pager that, like, called her. She shows up in the post-credits scene, Captain Marvel, to the Avengers facility with the leftover Avengers, and they're trying to figure out what the pager are, and she's like, where's Nick Fury? And you're like, oh, crap, they're meeting Captain
time.
Marvel. Crazy.
It's time.
But we're in Endgame now. We're in Endgame now. That's it. We're here. It's big day. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I wish I could talk for like 20 more minutes about this, but
scale of 1 to 10 importance on in game or not?
Infinity War was is like a 9, 10. It leads 10? Right in the end game. Like
what about
you need
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, it's an origin story, so I'd say a 6. Just kind of gives you, it kind of fills in the holes that are missing in the universe, basically, and like gives you some background. Nick Fury and Captain Marvel.
Do you have any predictions for what happens tonight in Endgame?
I'm trying to go in with an open mind.
What does that mean? You don't have anything you want to have happen?
They're gonna somehow bring back some of the characters that died and got dusted. Well, I just don't know how. Yeah. But
and
like,
Doctor Strange,
that's what I'm
going to.
Yeah.
Do some time stuff.
We'll see, because Time Stone's still in play. Quantum Realm has time portals.
What if they just didn't bring them back? Where they're just like, nah, we're good.
That really screwed the Spider-Man sequel. Yeah.
That wasn't 2012. I thought the Spider-Man one was like back in like 2012.
They got a new one coming out in July.
Well, I know, but I thought it was after the Battle of New York or whatever.
It was, but
so
yeah,
theoretically,
this one
just have a sequel.
But this one's set after Endgame.
Endgame, I guess, just basically is the Endgame, right? It's the end.
Yeah, there's not even post credits.
How is there a sequel if there's an Endgame? I thought the Endgame was the end.
That's literally the last movie in this phase.
Hey, Vol Nation, this is Travis McKinney with the McKinney team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm a UT graduate and absolutely love my Vols and my city.